This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. I ask my brothers just to come closer, inshallah ta'ala. So inshallah ta'ala, today we will continue with الأحاديث القدسية. The Qudsi Ahadith, and tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we have our second hadith. This hadith is very well known, and maybe people do not know that it's a hadith Qudsi. An Abi Huraira, and the hadith is in Bukhari and in Muslim. An Abi Huraira radiallahu an, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن الله إذا أحب عبدا دعا جبريل. فقال إني أحب فلانا فأحبه قال فيحبه جبريل ثم ينادي في السماء فيقول إن الله يحب فلانا فأحبوه فيحبه أهل السماء قال ثم يوضع له القبول في الأرض وإذا أبغض عبدا دعا جبريل فيقول إني أبغض فلانا فأبغضه قال فيبغضه جبريل ثم ينادي في أهل السماء إن الله يبغض فلانا فأبغضوه قال فيبغضونه ثم توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, he narrated that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah سبحانه وتعالى said Allah will call جبريل. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone, He will call Jibreel and He will say, Ya Jibreel, I love so and so, so you also love him. So Jibreel will love him, and then Jibreel will make an announcement to all the angels, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves so and so, so love him. So all the angels will love him. And then if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then there is Then the person will have honor amongst the people on earth. So first Allah will love him, then Allah will order Jibreel to love him, then Jibreel will tell the angels to love him, and then يوضع له القبول في الأرض. Then he will be loved by the people on earth. Subhanallah. وإذا أبغض الله عبدا, on the other side, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates somebody, he will tell Jibreel, I hate so and so, so hate him. Jibreel will hate him. And then Jibreel will announce to the angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like so and so. They do not like him. And then, توضع له البغضاء في الأرض. Then the wrath and the, I don't use the word hatred, but he will not be liked by anybody on earth also. طيب. Our main concern, my beloved brothers and sisters, and the brothers and sisters that are watching us, wallahi, our main concern in this dunya is how to gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yani, how do we always think about how to do this, how to do that? We are always involved and in many dunya matters. But our main concern is, how can I gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal? How? What should I do? Because if Allah loves you, you're set. He will give you His rahmah, and eventually you will go to Jannah forever. How can we gain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal? It is mentioned in the Quran, in the Sunnah. So lend me your ears, inshallah ta'ala, and make the intention, ya akhwan, that when we come to these kind of halaqas, when we come to these kind of classes, make the intention that I am coming to benefit. I am coming to change. I want to come and come closer to you, ya Allah. Because these are, like Rasulullah SAW called him. What did Rasulullah ﷺ call this kind of gathering? What did he call this kind of gathering? When we go to Medina, where do we go? We love to pray in the plural. Riyadul Jannah. Right? This is Riyadul Jannah. Irta'. He said, if you see Riyadul Jannah, sit down. Subhanallah. So, how can we gain the love of Allah? First and foremost, let's start with Kitab of Allah Azza wa Jal from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم.
We all say, Ya Muhammad, we agreed before that anytime we see the word قل, it means Allah is telling Rasulullah SAW to tell humanity, right? قل, tell them Ya Muhammad, إن كنتم تحبون الله. Let's start with this part. Who loves Allah here? We all do. Because this is the first condition. Tell them Ya Muhammad, if you love Allah, then what? If we love someone, it would be great and amazing relationship if the love is mutual, right? If love is mutual, it will be a beautiful relationship. So I love Allah Azza wa Jal, and we all love Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala without any doubt in our heart. Allah, this is Allah Azza wa Jal. طيب, I want Allah to love me. Allah said in Surah Ali Imran, tell them, if you truly love Allah, then fattabi'uni. One word. Fattabi'uni. يحببكم الله. Follow me. Ya Allah, look at the honor. Look at this honor that Allah gave Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. You follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. يحببكم الله. And you bonus, there's a bonus also. ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Not only He loves you, He will forgive all your sins. If you just follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ya akhwan, is not a lip service. It's not about tearing and crying when you hear his name. It's about real action. It's about real following to the best of your ability. Whatever I ordered you to do, do the best of it, he said in the hadith. Any khair I told you to do, do as much as you can. But when it came to the shar, to the evil, he said, and whatever I told you to stay away from completely. But when it came to the good, he said, do as much as you can. So as much as you can, ya akhwan, follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And subhanallah, there are so many ways to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There's a small book that says 1,000 sunnah per day. I'm sure many people have seen it. From the moment you wake up till the moment you go to sleep, imagine there's 1,000 sunnah. Which foot to enter the bathroom when you wake up? What do you say before wudu, after wudu, when you leave the house, when you get into the car, when you leave the car, when you get into work, when it's raining, when someone had a baby, when someone is getting married, when you approach your wife, everything, there's a dua. And there's a sunnah, eat with your right hand. Subhanallah. All these are sunnah. All these are actions that will make us follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Will make us from the atba', the followers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But this is one aspect. This is one aspect of following Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And unfortunately, many people concentrate on this aspect and they neglect the mu'amalat. These are all ibadat. The eating and the drinking and all that stuff is ibadat. But what about the mu'amalat? The sunnah of mu'amalat, not only of the ibadat. How to do business, not to cheat, not to lie, not to, all this is from the sunnah. How to treat your family, your wife, خيركم خيركم لأهله, this is from the sunnah. When is the last time you grabbed a morsel of food from the plate and you gave it to your wife to eat in her mouth? When is the last time you did that? I'm not saying take some food and smush it on her face. No. Just take a little bit and put it in her mouth, just like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did to Aisha. Sheikh, what is this? We are in the masjid. Don't discuss this stuff. Ya Habibi, the one who's better than you and me did it. Right or wrong? Why when it comes to these things, we don't do any of that stuff? Why? Why when subhanallah, yani Aisha radiallahu anha, this is for the sisters, she looks at the place that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drank from and she drank from it. Look at this romance, ya akhwan. This is romance. He taught us romance also. He not only told us, teach us jihad, he taught us also romance. all kinds of ta'aleem, he taught us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not leave anything. So, Yaquan, the children, you know, the muamala ma'a the children, how he used to, when he sees young boys, he used to say salam to them, give them attention. Do you do that when you see the youth outside? How he respected, laysa minna, he is not among us who does not respect the elderly and have mercy on the young. Subhanallah. Laysa minna, whoever cheats. And we sometimes cheat and we think that we are smart and shrewd. And No, this is not from the following of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The following of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not about just growing the beard and eating with the right hand. These are all great sunnahs, amazing, excellent sunnahs. But this is not the only way to follow Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know how many times I heard this? Oh, you see that brother that prays next to you in the first row? Every day in the first row? Wallahi, come see him in how he does business. It's not about the first row. It's not about the first row. It's amazing. It's very rewarding. But it's about also the muamalat with the people. فَاتَّبِعُونِي. All kinds of ittiba' of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the best of our ability. To the best of our ability. Listen to what Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said about the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. He said, مَحَبَّةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْمَنْزِلَ الَّتِي فِيهَا تَنَافَسَ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَإِلَيْهَا شَخِصَ الْعَامِلُونَ إِلَى وَعَلَيْهَا تَفَانَ الْمُحِبُّونَ وَبِرُوحِ نَسِيمِهَا تَرَوَّحَ الْعَابِدُونَ فَهِيَ قُوتُ الْقُلُوبِ وَغَذَاءِ الْأَرْوَاحِ وَقَرَّةِ الْعُيُونِ وَهِيَ الْحَيَاةُ الَّتِي مَنْ حُرِمَهَا فهو من جملة الأموات والنور الذي من فقده فهو في بحار الظلمات والشفاء الذي من عدمه حلت بقلبه الأسقام واللذة التي من لم يظفر بها فعيشته كلها هموم وآلام. سبحان الله. He said the love of Allah عز وجل, it is the status of which the righteous compete to and strive. It is the nourishment of the hearts and souls, the delight of the eyes. It is the life which one who is denied it is dead. The light which the one who loses it is in deep darkness. It is the healing of which the one who is denied it is sick. It is the joy which the one who is deprived of it, his life is full of distress and pain. This is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first step is to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah told us that if you do that, you will get my love. Let's take one more, inshallah. It looks like it's going to take us a few times to finish this. Second.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an deenih فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه أذلة على المؤمنين أعزة على الكافرين يجاهدون في سبيل الله ولا يخافون لومة لائم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء والله واسع عليم.
In this ayah, Allah gave us four kinds of people that He loves. What are their characteristics? Quickly. Number one, they are very humble towards other Muslims. And they are very stern when it comes to the kuffar. I'm not talking about stern being like, you know, I'm talking about the kuffar that are harming you, that are causing you trouble. They are very firm. Not like what we see right now. Everybody is following the kuffar in order to please them. We do everything possible just to get the pleasure of the kuffar. This is not the true person that loves Allah Azza wa Jal. أَتَبْتَغُونَ عِنْدَهُمْ الْعِزَّةِ. Wallahi, it makes me boil sometimes. Are you looking for izzah and honor from the kuffar? The izzah belongs to Allah only. The izzah is with Allah Azza wa Jal. You're seeking the izzah from the wrong people. And look what's happening around the world, ya akhwan. So number one, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Very humble, very loving, very caring when it comes to each other. أَشِدَّةٍ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Third, يجاهدون في سبيل الله. Would you dare discuss jihad right now? يجاهدون في سبيل الله. These are the people whom Allah loves. And the last one, ولا يخافون لومة لائم. ولا يخافون لومة لائم. And they fear nothing and no one but Allah Azza wa Jal. They are not afraid to say anything. When it's in the haqq, they are not worried. These are, Allah said, Allah is saying, these are the people whom I love and they love me. I love them and they love me. Let's take them quickly one by one. رحماء بينهم أذلة على المؤمنين. والله يا أخوان, when it comes to dealing with each other, حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. How many times you heard? Brother, I stopped doing business with Muslims. How many times? And it kills your heart, right? Because we're supposed to support each other. We're supposed to give business to one another. And you hear, wallahi, I've only been hurt from Muslims. I've only been hurt when I hired Muslims. Because when it comes to business, we haggle so much with each other. We try to, subhanAllah, suck not only the profit, probably the cost from the item or the house or the car. We haggling is good, but sometimes we push it too much. Too much. And when it comes to the kafir, how much do you want, sir? 500? Here's $510. $10 tip for you. SubhanAllah. And between each other, لا إله إلا الله. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Wallahi, the way we treat one another is despicable. It's a shame. Wallahi, it's very shameful. Because look at this, the power we have, the power of numbers we have, the strength we have. If we really unite and love one another, wallahi, no one can touch us. No one can dare say one word about us. But if we are treating each other like this, what do you expect from the others? أشدةً على الكافرين. SubhanAllah. Not following them to the hall, to the lizard hall. Whatever they do, we do, and we do it worse. SubhanAllah. لا يخافون. They are not worried. Oh, no, be careful. Don't say this. Don't do this. يا أخي, what's the worst could ever happen? They're going to kill you. They're going to jail you. All the righteous are in jail. Right or wrong? All the righteous. Name one big time scholar that we respect and love did not go to jail. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, most of his life is in jail. Name any scholar, even the now, up to this day, all the good scholars are in jail. Maybe this is my last speech. Visit me, huh? You're going to visit me? SubhanAllah. No, wallahi. What's going to happen? What are we doing? What are we saying? Anything wrong? Are we saying anything wrong? Isn't this Quran and Sunnah? If I reach a point that I'm scared to say what Allah wants me to say, then I'd better shut up and go sleep at home. Right or wrong? If the speakers and the khutaba and the imams are, no, don't say that. It will upset the people. I remember when I told you one time, when I went to a masjid, I said, Sheikh, please, I heard that you speak a lot about riba. Don't discuss riba today in the khutbah. It will upset the good customers that donate. Are you kidding me? La hawla wa la. This is a sign that we are going down big time. When you tell somebody what to say or to say something that is not pleasing to Allah Azza wa Jal in the house of Allah, on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So quickly, inshallah ta'ala, we have more things that if we do, we'll gain Allah's love. But just to recap, following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being humble with one another, being humble and loving and caring to one another, being stern when it comes to the non-believers, jihad fi sabilillah, all forms of jihad, jihad of the nafs, jihad of, no, there's no real jihad right now, but anything, even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Haddith nafsak ya akhi, tell yourself that if jihad was called, I am ready. At least say to yourself. No, I'm not telling you declare it. Say it to yourself. Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you really wanted shahada and you die on your bed, record it shaheed. But do you really want shahada? If you really wanted shahada, Rasulullah ﷺ said, if you die on your bed, it will be recorded shaheed because you made the intention. And the last one is, we do not fear Allah. We're not harming anybody. We're not telling anybody, go kill people. Go do. We're just saying the haqq that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to do. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all His love. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to love the people that love Him. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us to love the a'mal that will bring us closer to the love of Allah azza wa jal. Allahumma rizukna hubbuk wa hubbu man yuhibbuk wa kull amal yuqarribuna ila hubbuk. Allahumma aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma ya arhamar rahimin, hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun wa ja'alna lil-muttaqina imama. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan wa rizukna attiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan wa rizukna ijtinaba. Wa sallallahu ala Nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. As I remind you every single Thursday night, please make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please come to Fajr tomorrow at 6:15. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.